Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We embark on a new journey through Zvachem, Nachas, Chulin, and the smaller Masechtos that we have in Seder Kodesh. We approach it with a seriousness, it's a new challenge. Kidmamish, over the next 2 years or so, almost 2 years, we can really know something if we put our minds to it. We should be together in a couple of years when we make when we complete it. So I should have to say the question. All right, let's start. Let's start the Masechta that we have now. Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shelo lishma nizkshevim. All zvachim that are shechted shelo lishma are kosher. Ela shelo alo lebaylum l'shem chayvim. Even though the carbon itself is not possible, but to be yitz of the carbon, that already we're not able to do if it was done shelo lishma. What does it mean that it was done shelo lishma? So Rashi tells us right away, Kol hazvachem shenizbuchu shelo lishman, shenishchad nayla l'shem shlamin. He does one carbon, the shame another carbon. He says the carbon of kachim kachim, the shame shlamin, even though this kind of holds that really doesn't make a difference. He could have shlamin, shame ayla, it wouldn't make any difference. You shape the carbon of what kedusha? To the kedusha of another carbon. It's a little funny, I'm a little bothered by why Rashi says that it's, I think if we were Rashi, we would have written, not oila l'shem shlomim, we would have written shlomim l'shem oila. The reason is because we're coming la'afuki about the amar that we have later on in the Mishnah that is mechalik. And over here, the Tana is not mechalik, the Tana Kaman. Bothered over here why Rashi says this lashon, this example. But kol hazvachem shenizbuchu shelo lishem shmar shem ela, but they're not ayla shem chayva, means that if the person, let's say, was mechuyev, maybe he's a nazir, maybe he's a mitzayra, or he was mekabel benedder, hare alai ayla, and then what happened? He shechted an ayla l'shem shlomim. Hare alai shlomim, he shechted a shlomim l'shem ayla. Chutz min ha-pesach ba-achatos, except the carbon Pesach and Achatos, that over there, it's not that it's just not only Shem Chayva, but it's possible. Rashi says, the Lashon over here, Elisha Layalu, again, Vitzarach Lahavi Yacha, Lachaymaso, Alanidrai, Mishchatan Lishmo, and then Shef that Lishmo. Chutzmin HaPesach VaAchatos, Shehim Sulam Lagabri. It's not just that it's not only Shem Chayva, but they're puzzled in Gabri. I don't know, it depends if you're bothered by this. I'm a little bothered by this also, the Gabri. Silva the Gabri, does he mean just, you can't be Yitzhak at all, but the carpet is not puzzled? For example, what's going to be the din? You can't theorize through the Avaida, of course. The Pesach and the Chatas are going to be puzzled. You're not going to be able to go be makrif the fear rice being makrif the carbon. But is it going to be chayv and strefa? Or is it going to be chayv and ibar tzura? Puzzle the gabri is mashma. It's a complete psul that's chal in the carbon. I think so the gabri, does that imply that it's going to be chayv and strefa? Or maybe it's not going to be chayv and strefa. Maybe it would only become puzzle tomorrow morning when it becomes puzzle the nicer. Or not. Maybe puzzle Gabri means that it's Rabbi Shachiv Srefa. If he means Srefa, then I have a problem. Because Rashi, even though Rashi and Sachem and I Gimel learns that when you're talking about a carbon Pesach that's puzzle, it is Chayiv and Srefa by Shalom Lishma. But Abu became Rashi ben Nachas on Memches. Rashi over there learns that it's Chayv Ali and Ibur Tzura. So frankly, the Kasha, why it is like that, and there are reasons to be Mechalik. I just was specific when Rashi uses the term that is pasul the gamri, I think we that the lashon of Rashi would seem to be meira that it's chayiv it's sreifa. Pardon me?
Immediately.
Immediately. And then you don't have to wait till tomorrow morning for Ebert Suros, the subject of what Rashi means. The Gamri, what the Gamri says, as it means that it comes to a degree of how much it's possible, that it's mamash chayiv, it's sreifa immediately. If that's what he means, then it's a problem. Because Rashi in Menachah says that it's not chayiv, it's sreifa, you need Ebert Suros in order for it to be puzzle.
Can we puzzle the government as not even the dog?
Again?
Or can we puzzle the government as not even the dog?
No. I know what you mean.
Puzzle the government that it doesn't even work for the dog. Well,
yeah, yeah, I hear. It could be that it's not even the button. That's why I don't know what it means. He means that it's just that it's not oil the shape chayva, but avada, but it means that it's not in the dog. Or he means that it's completely possible. Not only is it not in a dover, it takes the homage to the other extreme, and there it's chayim and sreifer. The two ways maybe we'd be able to learn, I think, from Rashi Menachas, who would seem not like that. But then I should say, it seems to be Myra. Lamias Daiti, the Lashon over here, also the Gabri, would be Mashma not like that. I don't know about that. And here it says, B'shem here, Elosh Loyola Levayel B'shem Chaymach, Fidapesim Bachatas. Rashi says it's possible to Gamri. HaPesach, but when do we say that? HaPesach Bizmada, what we talk about in Pesach and Yadalit, Erev Pesach, Ba'achatas, B'chosmad, whatever, first Tzchaim Achatas, Tzchaim Shalom Lishma. And Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Av HaOsham. When we talk about the Psul by Achatas, it's not only by Achatas, it's applied by the Yisrael also. We have a Ekish of Achatas and Osham. HaPesach Bizmano Ma'achatas V'ha'osham V'cholzman. And over Rabbi Eliezer, Achatas Ba'achet V'ha'osham. And then comes Rabbi Eliezer and he says, as far as, Achatas Ba'achet V'ha'osham Ba'achet. Ma'achatas V'sula Shalom Lishma Av Ha'osham Baso Shalom Lishma by the Osham also, it's Baso Shalom Lishma. And therefore, so the first thing right away we have the basic din that we have of Shalom Lishma, it's kosher, v'yeno, and the Shem Chayva, except for Pesach and Chatas, and according to Rabbi Lazar, and Chayshir and Masham also. Now, Yaisi ben Chayni, and then we have Yaisi ben Chayni. Yaisi ben Chayni, Aymer, and he's shotted the Shem Pesach, the Shem Chatas, just like if you shed the Pesach, and you shed the Chatas, it's possible. If you have a regular carbon that you shep l'shem chatos l'shem pesach, it's also possible. That's the case that Rashi of Sacha was going on, where Rashi says that it's going to be chayiv and sreifa. That's the case over there, as opposed to Rashi of Menachas. That's the reason that, part of the suffix that I had at the beginning of the Mishnah. Here again, so we have Yosi ben Chayni extends that psul by chatos and pesach and chatos, to include not only the shechita of the Pesach Chatas themselves, but other korbanos that you do to shame them. Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, Shimon, the brother of Azariah, who was the one that worked and supported him, Omer, Sheikhtan L'Shem Gavaya Mehen, Sheirim L'Shem Nobuch Mehen Psulim. It depends if you're doing it L'Shem a higher level Kedusha or a lower level of Kedusha. This is the reason why I was misupic about the Kuzla Tanakhama is arguing about that. That's why if I would have thought that Rashi saying the example, the very first Rashi, he would have said the opposite. Not Oilo L'Shem Shlomim, but even Shlomim L'Shem Oilo, which is a bigger Kiddush. Keitza Kachi Kachim Sheshoto L'Shem Kachim Kalim Sulim. Kutchim kalim sheshoto l'shem kutchim kutchim are ksherim. Right? And therefore, according to him, if you do a higher level of Kedusha, it's going to be kosher. And what about this? So stick somewhat of a chiddush. Amchor v'amaser. It's regular kutchim kalim, but it's not. Wait. Amchor v'amaser sheshoto l'shem shlomim. Ksherim. But shlomim sheshoto l'shem chor l'shem maser are psulim. They are apostles. Because if this svara that we have, if it's l'shem gavaya l'shem mamuch, that's the that the Shimon Achi Azariah gave Shachta the Shem Gavaya, Shachta the Shem the Muchet, Shimon Achi Azariah. That's why when we look at the first Rashi, that's why I was very bothered by this Shach Shanishkat Ayla L'Shem Shlabim. He should have said Shlabim L'Shem Ayla. This already is a much lesser Kiddush. Why Tanakhama does not hold like Shimon Achi Azariah? Tanakhama apostles it always. So why does Rashi limit it? And he says Ayla L'Shem Shlabim. That's what was bothering me.
This is only argued by Namuch?
Yeah, by Namuch. He holds by Namuch. It's possible. No. Namuch, it's possible. And even do it L'Shem Gavaya, it's kosher.
How?
No, but it's going, he's saying, Tanakhama says everything is kosher, we had to understand Chayfa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not supposed to him that he's being Mechalin. By the way, look at the, see the Rashi, L'Shem Namuch Mehem Psulim, L'Gabri. Here also it's L'Gabri. So he's arguing at this point, he argues L'Shem Gavaya, L'Shem Namuch, L'Shem Namuch, not only is it kosher, yet all of L'Shem Chayfa. He's saying it's possible. He's arguing on the Tanakhama at two points. The Tanakhama is not machalik between the L'Shem Namuch and the L'Shem Gavaya. And he is. That's one point that he's arguing on. Also, Tanakhama holds it's kosher, yet all of L'Shem Chayfa. He holds at least when you're doing it, L'Shem Namuch, it's possible the Gabri, Rashi says. Possible the Gabri, Rashi alerts. Well, we also see from the Mishnah, Agav, I mean, this is Pashit, it's not such a Gvaldik Yechidish, but even though they're Abchar and Meiser, and Pesach, the din is they're Kutchim Kal. But obviously, not all Kutchim Kalim are created equal. Shlabim is a higher level of Kedusha than Bchar Meiser. We assume Pesach also. The Mishnah doesn't say Pesach, but they all always are lumped together. Bchar Meiser and Pesach. So when we talk about Bchar Meiser and Pesach, these are different forms. I hear it's different because of Shlo Lishma. But in general, Bchar Meiser and Pesach are the same level of the Kedusha. And therefore, I would have thought maybe there's one, under all one big rubric that's called Kutchim Kalim. It's not like that. Within Kutchim Kalim, there are different levels. Because Shlabim is a higher level than Bechar Meiser. Therefore, over there, it's going to be possible as opposed to other Kutchim Kalim. Shlabim, L'Shem, Taida, maybe. A Shlabim, L'Shem, something else. Right? Taida. Maybe you have a Taida, L'Shem, Shlabim. Over there, something like that. The Shlabim L'Shem Taida. Shlabim L'Shem Taida is the same level. Shlabim L'Shem Bchar Meiser is different. This is the basic thing that we have. And the Makar for it, let me say a little bit Gemara first. Shlabim L'Shem Misti. Ella, Shlabim Alu, Liste Vila Yalu Labailim. Rashi says, what's the difference? Rashi tells us, lovely the misti, laharach belashaydai with the Allah. Least they vilo Allah. You got vilo Allah. Why do you have to go and be so verbose and saying it like that? You could have said just vilo. Just said vilo. Lovely the misti, Allah. Shiloh Allah, least they vilo Allah, the Bible, the Shaykh Kaiba. Akabashla, the Bible, the Layalu, the Shaykh Kaiba. Ava Bikdusha Sayu Kaibi. But they remain intact with their Kedusha and with the same datum that we have, and the Kiddush that we have is the Otsu L'Shlimahu. And even though you went and you were Mishana, the Kedusha from before, but subsequently, even though it was already impacted by the fact of the original Shalom Lishma, it's not a license to go and do it again. It still has the Kedusha, and the next Avayna, you're not allowed to do Shalom Lishma. And it's still usher to be Mishadah, for example, you went by the Shechita, and you shechted an Ayla L'Shem Shlamim. Just because you did that does not mean now by the Kabbalah, or the Halacha, by the Zriki, you can do it L'Shem Shlamim. It's the same Isser, and it's usher to think Shalom Lishma. Lo Yechashim, we'll see the Rashi. Lo Yechashim, it's an Isser. the Osir Lishmilyibo, it's Osir to go and be, and think, even though you would think, it's already doomed the carbon. It's kosher v'yeduel l'shem chayva, pardon me? For following, yeah. It's kosher v'yeduel l'shem chayva, so what are you gonna do now? Vaitere and say v'yeduel l'shem chayva. It already has the chalais, the psuchal, it's not l'shem chayva. Doesn't make a difference. Even if it's not going to be able to shame chayva, there's still the same machshava of lo yechoshev. I should really mention over here also. When we're dealing with the din of shalom lishma, in the machshava shalom lishma, we'll be saying at the big, at tzitzis as the suffix here, different places, whether it means a machshava or a dibur. If you take a look at the bottom line, of the Taisvis, thinking about the long Taisvis, Kol Asachem, the first Taisvis. You see the very last line of that Taisvis, where he brings Perikah Mafkin. Well, the Perikah Mafkin, Perashti, part of Shava Paiselis Mekudshim, but Metziyim, he has the suffix, that which Makshava Paiselis Mekudshim, Ibn Dimur Hazemach Naseh Shalom Lishma O Afilu Mekshava. What do we deal with when we talk about Kol Hazvachem Shenizbachu Shalom Lishman? How did he do it? He thought Shalom Lishma, or he spoke out Shalom Lishma? Rashi later on at the Mem Aleph, you see Reb Kivanger in the Gilead Hashas. You see Reb Kivanger over here. Reb Kivanger brings Ayin the Kaman. We have Ayin the Kaman. Rashi says over there that it's always dibur. Rashi says over there, Sibir Taisi has a suffix, and like we have in Menachos also, Rashi and Menachos, that it says it's a din of dibur. At different places Taisi deals it. Rashi learns always that when we talk about it, it's not just a psul machshava, it's a psul of dibur. Taisi over here, it's not borrowed on that. Taisa over here has his head, but as a mafkin, he says also it could be dibur, but that already is an issue that we have. Whenever we're talking about it, what is it? It's a psul machshava, it's a psul dibur, exactly what it is. But I'll come out of here, it says, and where is this from? Yama Rava, Ayla Shishachtu Shalai Lishma, like he said, you shechted an ayla shalom lishma. It's usher to then go after you did it shalom lishma, and to then go and be zayrik the dam shalom lishma, even though he already did it. I'm following you. I think it's the milk has been spilled already. The dye has been cast. No, it's not like that. And why? Not a puzzle of carbon, it's kosher, it's kosher. V'yeduel l'shem chayva. It's kosher. V'yeduel l'shem chayva. Where our suffix is, there are three levels. It could be kosher, v'yeduel l'shem chayva. Or except by Pesach and Chatos, where it's going to be completely puzzle. And that's what we're flaring also. Completely puzzle. This is the chalais psul that's even straightforward. It's going to need any more tzura. But regular carbon, it's kosher. V'yeduel something that's not l'shem chayva. He may say a swari, may say a kra. And the mucker for this is either for one or two things here, either a swara or a pussy. He may say a swara. Why? Because why should it be like that? Bishop the shani ba, kohani. Kohani li shani ba valazel. Because he went and he did it once. If you're able to go and perpetuate it and then go do it again. Look, that's about a swara. Look, if you could hear. Yeah, in a chanami. In a chanami. Once you did it, you did it. What? You're piking it already. Yes, of course. No, because once you did it, the Gemara is saying, once you did it. So just you did it once, there's a reason to do it again. That's the Gemara's Svara. You hear very well that it is like that. So you did it once, and now you do it again, second time, a third time. But Lechaira, you would say, what is the gather of the Yisr? It's the Yisr because you were Pygamit, and therefore because it's Nifgam, and because it becomes Nifgam, therefore you're not allowed to do it? Or not, if that's the case, then what's the svara? It's already pagabi. You can't cry over spilled milk. The milk has already been spilled. So edifet only. Maybe you're allowed to do it. You didn't accomplish anything. Or maybe it's not like that. Or it's not it's also because you were playing a bit. It's also because it's also. It's also because you're not allowed to think about something. Lo yichoshem to do the wrong consequences, and it's mitka. But it doesn't mean that if it doesn't already happen, you can do it again. You're right. It has no more of impact. Who said that the yisra has something to do with the impact? That's a byproduct of the whole thing. That's not the reason for the yisra. That's not the reason for the yisra. That's what I'm coming to Barfard. If the reason for the yisra is because of the byproduct, because of the impact, right? Arye said, because of the impact, that's the yisr. So male has the impact already, he doesn't have the impact. Or the yisr is not like, it's not because of the impact. The impact is not a byproduct of the whole thing, but that's not the reason for the yisr. The reason for the yisr is because lo yechashiv. You can't think about an oil to make it into an oil where it's supposed to be a shlomo. That's it. Now there's an impact, there's fine, so there's a tzitzah from it. There's a byproduct of it, but that's not the reason for the yisr. The Ibn Iwara holds that it was a svara of shuta, that you can't perpetuate it. Imaisema svara, should the shani lakari shani bavalezo? Or, imaisema krob, butsa svasecha, tishmar viasisa. Tashen otarto, ashema lakecha, nedava. Says, go and keep your nether. Tashen otarto, ashema lakecha, it's a nedava. Hi, nedava. Neder, who? But you just said that it's a neder. What are you calling it in the neder? Ella, im kibash and adarta. If you did it, you did the avoda in keeping with the neder that you did. And you didn't violate the dinim of that neder. Im kibash and adarta, asisa. In a chadami, you hate neder. It will continue to be the neder that you'll be eitzim. But if not, below the dava you had, it will be transformed into an adava. You will not be able to use it for your chayva. It will not be an adava, a neder. It will remain, it will be transformed into an adava. Below the dava you had. An adava, bishari, lishnuyaba. The same thing applies by an adava. Even if there's no yid, be yaitse yaday chayva, person, let's say, will go, he'll bring in a dava, I'm hereby giving an alas the dava. And unless the dove and the yisr is still going to apply. It's aser, sai by an enter, sai the dove, it just happens to be that by an enter it'll have an impact. By the dove, it will not, maybe, will not have an impact. Yeah? The Balak carbon, yeah. That creates the chayva.
I'm saying the
Kayin
is the one
in the Hashid by the Avoidus. Oh, no, could be there. Let's say, that wouldn't make a difference. Yeah. But let's say either one of the other. Either the Kayin did it by the regular Avoida, or the Israel did it, where he did a Shechita. Let's say he did a Shechita. But it doesn't make a difference. You do it whatever you can do. If he can, he doesn't. He has to. He can't violate it either. You're not going to be ever loyachel, of course. If you did it, you're not going to be ever loyachel. You're the kayin. If you're the kayin and you violate the din of the nether that I made, you're not going to be ever loyachel. You're not that. But for Maisa, there will be a chilul of what the carbon was mechayev. That there still will be. But Avo Bikeda, therefore there'll be that consequence. Now, so okay, that's what. El Gyoshan Adato says that you hate that be Bath Yit Yit Adavia. And Adavia be Shari Lishmilian Bath. Adavia Ravina Lirapapa. Now, maybe we should pause here for a minute. We would be able to declare whether or not what it did it when there was an Adava, was there an impact, or is there no impact? I just said it, but I said it on passant, that we were doing it, that by the dhamma there is no impact. Because what happens as a result of the Shlo Lishma becomes a Nadava. So let's say a person went and he thought Shlo Lishma by a Nadava. He can say, yeah, if he did it, did the Nadava, he can't do Shlo Lishma. And if he doesn't Shlo Lishma, it becomes a Nadava. It started out as a Nadava. So there is no impact. Or maybe it's not like that. The reason why I'm saying this is because if you take a look at what? Ah, very good. Oh, yeah, if you look at the Rabbeinu Peretz that we have here, the Shita Mekubetzis. Very good. Impressed. Well,
the first time I remember.
If you take a look at the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Shita Mekubetzis in Ois Aleph, everybody see the very beginning, Ice Aleph and the Sheikh of the Kavetis? Bitzarek Lahavi Achar Lachaybaso. Now the Mishnah where it says, he's going to have to bring another carpet to replace that for a Chayva, for a Chayva. Ola Nidra. Either for his Chayva, maybe he's a Mitzayra, maybe he's a, whatever he is. It's an answer, it's a Mitzayrah, whatever it is, or he made an F. All in Nidra, who can perish for Kutras. The Dafka Ned, but this only applies by a Neder, not in a Dafka. The Dafka Neder, why? By a Neder, Shulchayim Achri Yusa. Avul the Dafka, let's say he brought it as an Dafka. Im Shachat Shaloli Shman, then Ein Tzarech, then you don't have to bring another one.
Why?
The Lafilo, even if it got lost, they don't chayim machri yuso. Places Rabbi the parents. Because even if it got lost, you don't have to replace it. Therefore, now also you don't have to replace it. Let's say you would have to replace it. Let's say you would have to replace the Nadava. Over here, you would have to replace it with what? The Nadava. It is a Nadava. What do you have to replace? Let's assume that the dead is by the double, you don't have to replace it. So that means, replace it with what? In a double. Because it got lost. It got puzzled. Whatever happened, you would have to replace it. Over here it's being brought. And what is it? It's in a double. I would have to replace this also. Replace the Nadava with a Nadava? I can bring this as a Nadava. Why would I have to bring some other Nadava? There must be Lechaira, because Vibalda was not Shaloli Shva. It's not even a Nadava. It loses its shed carpet Nadava, and I'd have to replace it with another Nadava. It says Vibalda Nadava Yehei. Nadava Yehei means bring it as is. But it's not that it has all the innate qualities that you have by a regular Nadava, with the ritzui of a regular Nadava. All it means is what it says. They love the Nadava Yehei, it means just bring it. Don't go throw it away. Don't go burn it. Don't leave it puzzled till tomorrow morning when you need Ibur Tzura. Not that, you bring it as it is. But even when you bring it as it is, it's not that the carbon, the Shalom Lishma, does not have an impact. It has an impact even by an Adava. It lacks the ritzui of an Adava. If the din would be by an Adava, you would have to replace it. You would have to replace this too. That's what we, Lechair, what we see from the Rabbeinu Peretz. That's A. B, another thing we see here. I don't know, we see here, but we would be able to declare. This din that we have, Kol Hazvacha Shenizmachu Shalom Lishmad, it's Kasher V'yeda Wadu L'Shem Chayva. Is he a Bala Karban? Or he loses his status of being even a Bala Karban? Who's the Bala Karban over here? Let's say he shechted it Shalom Lishma, he shechted it an Oila, L'Shem Shlomit. It's kosher, it's an Oila, but it's not a L'Shem Shlomit. Okay, and now what? So now that it's an Oila, does he get any Ritzui at all from the Oila? Does he have a Shem Bailam on the Oila? Or he lost the Shem Bailam on the Bailam? For example, maybe a chabecha nafkamina. Let's say you would have a shlomim, not a noyim. Let's say he shechted a shlomim and he did a shalom lishma. He shechted a shlomim, the same island. So it's a good shlomim. Who has the mitzvah of achilas, of achilo, of that shlomim? The basar of the shlamim. There's a mitzvah of the bialim to eat the basar of the shlamim. The chazak kayin eats the chazak b'shoik. The bialim has a mitzvah eating the basar. The basar. This shlamim was shechted shalom lishma. It's kosher. The yedo al l'shem chayfa. Does the original bialim have the mitzvah of eating the basar? Or he doesn't have any loss in shem bialim on it. So who will eat it? The other people that whoever wants can eat it. But there's no more mitzvah on him than as opposed to anything else. The Ramban, we see Gevaldik is Zach. The Ramban in the Bochemis in Sukkah, Lulav HaGuzzle, speaks out the Ramban in the Bochemis, the first and the beginning, that the Ramban, Lulav HaGuzzle in Sukkah holds that he lost the Shem Bailam, it's been nutik from the carbon. The Fer Shem Bailam is nekar from it. He doesn't lose it, and that's a Pela Atzum. From two places. From one place, the Pela Atzum. The Shver somewhat from another place. The one is because the Gemara in Nazir tells us that if you hunt like Rav Shimon, let's say a Nazir, B'yayim Malais, after he's finished, he brings what? A Chatas, an Ayla, and a Shlomim. Let's say that Shlomim, he shechted, Shalo Lishma. It's kosher. I mean, anyone, L'shem Chayva? He has to bring another carbon, the Nazir. Avo Piket, it says that if he brought the Shlomim, he can be Megaleach on him. He's Yotze his Chiv, as far as that, he can be Megaleach, because he brought the Shlomim. It's his. You see clearly over there. Reb Shimon, we don't hold like that. Reb Shimon holds that if a person with a nazir has to be yitza to bring a shlomim, and he's there for, if he brings a shlomim, he's able to be begaleach. If he brought a shlomim and it was shalom lishma, he's able to be begaleach. From there you see far a brurim that it did is, that he is, it's called his carbon. So that's a pella atzum on the Ramban. Going to Ramban, it's really a pella atzum b'chayra. From there we see that he would have the mitzvah of achilo on it also. When I said the second thing is shver, it's from the Gemara in Yuma, and that's not the Gemara, there are different ways to learn the Gemara. But the way Rashi learns the Gemara, let's say there's a mitzvira, and he has to bring an asham with matan behind us. The din is, he brings asham, he takes the dab off the asham, and it needs matan behind us to take the dab and put it onto his thumbs. So the says, let's say the asham was brought shalom lishma, and Afal Pikein, they took the dab of the Yashom and put it on the Bahinus. He can be Yitzhak the Din of Matan Bahinus that way. I can be Yitzhak Matan Bahinus. Now, Tais happens to learn a different way in that Gemara so we can get out of it. Well, if we learn a different shot, but if we learn like the way Rashi learns the Gemara in Yuma, we have another Raya that you see that even though there's a Din, it's Kasher. He ate away with Shem Chayva, but the Shem Bailam on it he retains. The Chayva is going to be a very big nafkamina, does he still have the mitzvah of Achila on this? Chayva, that's what we see here.
It should be no worse than anybody else.
What?
It should be no worse than anybody else. Who else
is going to
eat it? Who else
is going to
eat it?
Anybody. It's all good. Make a Kahanim to make sure it doesn't become a day nicer. But there's no preference over here. No reason for he's been to the word anybody else. What happens when you have something, you know, when it's, you know, where the Nantana doesn't have a din bialim on it. What?
According to the Ramban, he's not dead.
Only the Kayan, not the bialim. And
does the
Kayan
have to reimburse the bialim for bringing another carbon?
Very good. Kind of shmila means buying a kind of shapikla and being dish. That's a big if he chayav al sin in the guy of meat, but Kabar is saying if it's a test shade of nicker, that's the whole Kabar getting, whether he does or not. The mission of kind of shapikla and being dish, whether he has to pay. What?
Sir, it's still a carbon of another, but there's no
violence.
There's nothing
in
that.
No, but for him to cut his hair, it has to be his carbon. It can't be somebody else's carbon. But that he would not be able to cut his hair for. He wouldn't be able to be Galeach. He didn't bring a shlomen. Not his shlomen. Somebody else's shlomen. Maybe it's a hefker shlomen. That somebody else's shlomim, B'shalmei Nazir, is not going to allow him to do. What does he have to do with that shlomim? What's the violence is nekar? Nah, Ari, I hate this. Nah, it doesn't sound like you. You got to get a little rusty. Yeah. Surprised at you. Yeah. Okay, so these are a couple of the points that we have. Now what? Amalei Ravina the Rav Papa. Rishteitzah could have been Afkabina also. According to Rabban, we would have, we'll have to talk more about that. There's a Machshava, we didn't talk about the Din of Shini Bailu. Let's say, so Din of Shini, he lost his Din Bailus. Would you be able to have a Machshava of Shini Bailu after the Machshava of Shini Kaidish? It's also the Shleim of Shini Kaidish after Shini Kaidish. What about Shini Bailu after Shini Kaidish? According to the Ramban, it's a Riyadabar Pashit. You'll be able to. There is no Bailu. There's no problem of Shini Bailu. On the other hand, let's say there is, you retain the Din Bailam on it. You retain the Din Bailam on it, there could be a Din of Shini Bailam after Shini Kodesh. You didn't eat your Wheaties this morning, okay? All right, come on. Okay, now. Yeah. Amalei Ravina the Rav Papa. Lo habeas kabod biyurta. You weren't with us at night last night. The Tuba, the Becharbach. Who is the ones that are talking here? Ravina said to Rav Papa. Rami Rava Mili Malis Adadi. Rava asked a good question. Is there? Shadi Lahu, I'd answer them. This is Ravina said to Rav Papa, you weren't there to hear what Rava said. What did he say? My Mili Malisa. What did he say that was so good, so worthwhile hearing? Tanad we learn Kalas Vacham Shadiz Bahu Shaloli Shvan. Taima the Shaloli Shvan. The reason why it was Kasha, but it's not Oilu L'Shem Bailam, is because it was Shaloli Shvan. You know, before I even go on, you know, I should mention the Rashi. I mentioned it about Pebble, so we should see the Rashi inside. Rashi tells us, the Rashi, we should really see it inside. We're missing an important akud here. The Medava Mishari, see the Rashi 5 lines down from the top. The Medava Mishari Lishnuyiba. The Kela the Rachmana Karya the Dava Mishari Lishnuyiba. Would it be mutter to be Mishara? Well, I'm reading the Berek Shani. Asur Lachashe Mikudshim. That it's also to think about Shava Psula Mikudshim. And how do you know that? The Yalef Mikra the Loyei Chashev. Rashi learns that whenever we're talking about thinking about Shava Shein and the Chayna or about Shava Psula, it's even the love of Loyei Chashev. Because the Yalef Mikra the Loyei Chashev, Achei Midrash Kra, Yimaitza Hashem Yitayek Mehen, Yitza Svasecha Tishma Miyasisa, Ozi Yenener Hashem Adarta, Bimlav, and if not. And therefore, so Rashi learns the Slei Chashim. The reason I'm saying Rashi, Rabban brings it, we learn that from other places, the Rabban brings it, Perek Yid Ches, Nusach HaMsuli HaMdashim, that he's learning it out. The Rabban learns it from also Slei Chashim. This is Rabban, to say for our mitzvahs. We learn that in Leis Sizbach. We have a Rashi and Menachis thing we have to see, you have to bear it in mind also. And this is the din that we have. What?
Places to learn says he may be meaning
deeper. No. What?
Places to say he may be meaning deeper.
I mean, it's deeper, yeah. So that's what it would mean. Also. Yeah. Like Hashem, according to Tysus, it'll mean, or Rashi. Rashi later on, Duk Ben Malif, that of course that it means deeper. It means you only have the Loye Chashev, according to Rashi, where you said it with deeper, not thinking.
You articulated the Machshava.
You verbalized the Machshava, that's right. A little funny. Yeah. Maskin. I'm asking. Darius said a good thing. So it says that according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns, that the din of Makshava, it doesn't mean Makshava, it always means Dibur, the Loyechoshev, look at that Rashi saying over here, well, it will be Dibur. A little funny, you're right. He means that verbalizing the Makshava, is something, but he has to verbalize it. He has to concretize it. He concretizes it with the Dibur, that itself would be a reason for him to be Chayim. Okay. So in other words, again, the Klar that we had, that which becomes, according to the Ramban, ois bailabot it, the carbon, also, well, these will only be all the ramifications we brought from the Ramban, the parents, all this is all that we're talking about, what it means in the drasha of the Dava Yehei, or the Ramban, or what we're saying over there, according to the difficulty with the Ramban, from the Gemara Nozir, these are all, everything that's taking place over here, is being done, I think, the Dibur, where he's under the love of Lo Yechashev. Now, go away. So now what is this Nachum? So what track we learn calls Shalitzmachu Shalom Lishmon, Taiman the Shalom Lishmon, Hastaba, Alu Nami, the Bible of the Shein Chayva. Let's say it's a case of a Stubba. What does it mean, Stubba? He doesn't think anything. Stubba, let me see the way Rashi says. And Rashi here he says, why is it, what's the difference between them? Says Vishani, he said, Shaloli Shmud. First of all, Rashi tells us over here also again. He did it Shaloli Shmud, Bashma the Akar Shmayu Mehenya. He was Anker the Sham explicitly. As opposed to doing it with the stomach. Now, let's read the Gemara first. Gemara Nachum. So, either he did it, let's say with Dibur, that part doesn't make a difference. Time of the Shaloli Shman. Hastama. Halunabi Labal Moshe Kleiber. What's Stama? That he didn't speak it out or think explicitly about doing it. So what did he think? He didn't think anything. Alma Stama Nabi Kalishma Dami. It would seem to me that Stama also is Lishma. We could hear it in one of two ways. We could hear very Balabatish, or we don't have to hear it Balabatish at all. What does Stama mean normally? Normally, when we ask Stama, but does it Stama? He comes to davening in the morning, and he's not thinking about the Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriyashma when he gets up to Kriyashma. But the stubba is, why is he here so early in the morning? He's going to say Krishma. The stubba is, he wants to be the kind, the mitzvah of Krishma. He's not thinking about the fairish, the mitzvah of Krishma. But it's a stubba that he wants Krishma. He's eating matzah the night of Pesach. What's he doing there so late at night eating matzah? Stam? He's eating it because why is he doing it? Obviously, he's doing it for the mitzvah. Let's say he's not thinking the fairish about the mitzvah. That's what he's doing. You think he spent the $50 for a matzah for the Veltarine? He did it because he's doing it for the mitzvah. So over here, maybe what it means is you're shechting a carbon that requires a shechita, the shem ayla. He didn't think the fairish, the shem ayla. Alright, but the stub is, that's what's going on in the recesses of his mind. You see from Taisvis, that's not the shat. If you see, Taisus asked the Kasha that the Gemara has the suffix. You see, Taisus has suffix. You see, the Taisus Nibri Amaskiel Zvachem Istam Lishmane Maitin. You see, the Taisus. Taisus comes and he asks the Kasha. The Gemara has a suffix by a cotton. Shchitus Kachim that we learn now by a cotton. Shachat cotton. So the Gemara says, if a cotton does it, it's Ayla, Kamili Shema, Biyavi Kabana, is the Makshava of a cotton a good Makshava, or is it not a good Makshava? Mashma Hacha, that the Stama is good. So why should the cotton's Makshava be any worse than the Stama? So they says, sorry, the cotton might be worse. It's Misasik. He doesn't even know what he's doing. What was Tyson's Kasha? But he says maybe a cotton is different because when a cotton is doing, he doesn't even know he's shechting a carbon. No, my spice on Misasik. All right. But what was Taisus's kasha? If you hold stub is good, then Avada, how could it be that the machshava of a cotton is any worse than the stubba? What do you mean that can be worse than the stubba? If the child in the stubba is, because he also is in the recesses of his mind, he also has a good machshava. He's thinking about Kriya Shema Bizmana. The night of Pesach, he's thinking about the Shei Mitzvah Spatza. And that's plushit that a cotton's going to be like that. What we see over here is in Taisvah, Slachaira, Staba does not mean Balabatish. Because it means that's what his Stab Machshava, that's what his thought process is. It means you don't need Machshava. It means the Staba is that if the thing itself is Oymid, to have Shchitas Oyla, if it's an Oyla, and you have it's an Oyla, and there's a Shchita, it obviates the need to go and think Lehegyo that it's enough for the Oyla. It's an Ayla that's Aymik for the Din Ayla. The Din Shchitas Ayla says that if you have a Shchita, it intrinsically assumes the quality of being Shchitas Ayla without Machshava. Until you have a Shalom Lishma, that will be Iker that. But you don't need a positive Machshava, therefore you don't need it. Places here's the Kasha. How could a cotton be any worse than that? Therefore, that's the suffix that the Gemara has. It's not like a stoma by matzah. It's not like you're davening after Abba Rabba, so you're not thinking for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Not like that. It's the Machshava. That's what he's doing. Over here, it's a different thing. We would be able to clarify other cases. Let's say by Milush Lolish, what we had the Gemara said Avei Nezara, that we had, the Gemara said Chav Zayin, that we had. But now here, that's the din that we have here. Stubborn, so that's the suffix that we have. Do we say stubborn or not? Albus, so the Gemara says what? Taima, the Shalom Lishmael. Mashma stubborn is good. Albus, stubborn, Abiki Lishmael, W. Or mean if anything, Gemara. Call our get. Now we have the Gemara telling to, we have the din by a get. There's also, we know, the din of Lishmael. The Gemara assuming that if there's a din of Stava Lishma, yeah or no, whatever, we have the two tzadim, it's possible that by get it could be the same thing. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be the same thing. In the end, we come out that over here there is a din Stava Lishma, by get there is no din Stava Lishma, and the Gemara will have to know why it is like that. Well, I would say it here, why would say it here, why we won't say it there. But the Gemara says the following, I mean, Kol HaGet Shenitlev Shalom L'Shei Misha. If the get is written Shalom L'Shma, it's possible, Stama Nabi Pasol. The Stama by the get is also Pasol. If the Stama there, it's Pasol. Then over here, it's going to be Pasol too. Mishani? Zvachem, no, there's a difference. Zvachem Bistam L'Shma Na'indin. Isha Bistama Lav Begerish Na'imanis. That over here, intrinsically, the carbon itself has a Shem Oila. The carbon itself has a Shem Shlomim. And the Shem Oila and the Shem Shlomim, intrinsically, Be'etzim, is Mechayim, this act of Shechita. Everything is in front of you, and if there's a Shechita, it's automatically, inherently, has the quality of being a Shechita Oila, Shechita Shlomim. You want to make it ice? Then you need something to make it ice, Shechita Tzayla Shlomim. What happens by an Isha?
Nothing.
You want a bedavka, make it into a get, then it's going to need Machshava. But Stama Lav the Gerishin Imanis. It's an interesting thing. It's going to be more Gittendick, but you know, over here, shows whether you need Shlichus to write a get for the cipher. You have big Machlaikas or Rishayim. When it says the chosav la sefer krisus, is that the chosav going on the baal? The baal has a chiv to write it. If he's going to appoint the sefer to write it, he's going to have a din of shlomo shalom kamaisay. If it's not a bar shlichus, he won't be able to work. So this is a raya from this gemara kipashtis, yeah, like gemara chavez again. So over here, the pashtis is that over here, you don't need shlichus. I mean, how could it possibly work? He's waiting. He's not a shliach. He never was mamad him a shliach. How could the stubber be good? He was ever a mini shlichus. There was never a mini shlichus. How would it work? Tesis brings the raya. There's a Tesis Gittin and Chabez. So it says, Uzvacha b'stubba k'sher b'dola. How would you know then that there is a stubber that works by a get? It doesn't say that it was not shechted lishman. It says that it was shechted shelo lishma. And therefore, that's mashma, the lashon is mashma, that you need the bedafke, the shelo lishma to be accurate. Doesn't say below ktani shelo nichtav l'shem isha pasul. Even though over there in the stav is not going to work. From there you don't have a raya. Ella meha d'stan. I should really add an akud over here also. Stav it's a gittin dikki yadiya. Tosfos over here brings what we say. If it's stav it's a thing that everybody should know over here. Places, even if she's bezada, and you're not allowed to live with her, doesn't mean you have to be begarish her. You can stay married to her, as long as he doesn't live with her. Taisa says, the afilu zinsa tachas baila, we call balkaim, lamli he's garish begin zeh, I menis, the gamim lo yirtze, ha ba lo yigarish her. He doesn't have to begarish her. Ella shalom to Shem Shenu. Yeah, he doesn't have to. There's no chiyuv to be begarish. No chiyuv. You're allowed to live with her. That's Ella Meha. This Ella Meha is not. Ketzad Lishman Bishalom Lishman. L'shem Pesach or L'shem Shlomim. How does he do? What is a case, an example of Lishman, Lishman Bishalom Lishman? He shefts it. L'shem Pesach or L'shem Shlomim. Time with Yomar L'shem Pesach. Well, the shame shlomit. Mashma, hal the shame pesach. Ustama, it's kosher. Alma, what do we see? Stama, kelishma dami. The stab will have a din of lishma. And therefore we see that the stab will have a din of lishma. Bechair will have a raya. Yeah. Wait. The Yom L'Shem Pesach, L'Shem Shal, L'Shem Pesach. The Stama, Alma, you see that the Stama is at the din, just like Lishma. And the Yom L'Shem Yosef, the Yom Kol Oysa, Das Rishayna Huaysa. Maybe it had, that blibes like that. Kol Oysa, Das Rishayna Huaysa, different the stars that he was begala at the beginning of the Shechita, will be assumed and will be established. That will be established by the end of the Shechita also. And therefore, from over here, we would see, that,
No Raya.
Ella, be safer. What about the flip side? Shaloli Shma, Lishman. Is what? Let's say he shefted it, Lishmet Pesach. L'shem Shlomim or L'shem Pesach? The flip side of that. Taimet Yama L'shem Shlomim or L'shem Pesach. Hastama, let's say he didn't shech the beginning of the Shechita L'shem Shlomim. Or L'shem Pesach, afterwards, at the end of the Shechita, he did it L'shem Pesach Kosher. So wouldn't you see a raya from over there also that the Stama is good? I'm not the Gemara again, says, Diomar Shiny Yosef, Diomar, it must be Yachich Seifo Atchiloso, Inami, or, I need a Tana Lishma Vishalo Lishma, Tana Nami Shalo Lishma Vishalo. So therefore, it says it in the symmetry, so it tells you for that also. But maybe from there itself, it's not necessarily a riot. Hello, Meha, where's this riot? Shem Shishin Tvarim HaSemach Nisvanel. We have, the Mishnah we have later on in the Memvav, there are different makshavas that a person has to have. Doesn't mean that they're all ma'akiv, but there are different makshavas that he has to have. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach, the Shem Zevach, the Shem Zoveach, for the Zevach, the Shem, the Bala Karban, the Shem Shem, he's doing it for the Rebbein Shalel, the Shem Oshet, the Shem Ishim, he does it for the sake of it being Mukhtar Agave Mizveach, the Shem Reach, the Shem Nichayach. These are the different things what it needs. Va'achatas va'asham l'shem chet. There's also a separate din. Va'achatas v'asham l'shem chet. The number of yesi abbi shalo haya b'limo l'shem achas b'kol leilu. It's still kosher. But, sh'tnai bezdin hu, there's a tnai bezdin that they made a tnai and they said, astu bezdin du lo leimo l'shmo, not to say it out, l'shmo. Because they're worried, deal master, the member shalom lishmo. Maybe he'll come and say the wrong thing. Now, if you're going to tell me, if he doesn't say anything, so what are you going to say? He doesn't say anything, you're going to tell me what it's possible. So, kaimi bezin umasni, milsa the misulbe, how could that be? And therefore, from here, it would be mashma, they can't make such a tonight. To do something when the cold carbon is going to be puzzled. We got to get the stubborn puzzle. How do you know? Now we come back. So we just discussed how it's going to be and how you would know that a carbon that's a stubborn is good. Now, how do you know the opposite thing? The agave get the stubborn puzzle. We know the let me hold it's not here. I'm from Shook. The Shabba Cypher, Bekar, and East Plenty, Girish Plenty, so we buckle Plenty, the Omar Zeshmi, the Zeshay, the Ishti. He hears Cypher talking. Maybe it's not written on Shem Krisus at all. Maybe if it's not done on Shem Krisus, but then you don't have a raya that if it is written on Shem Krisus, but it's not written on Shem this issue, whether or not it's going to be possible. All right, we'll have to be mapshal then with this. We'll have to be mapshal. We made it. Say shnickel hakdama. All right. Now we have to explain what it means, yes, and what the gather, what this psul is, how the Gemara and the Gemara makes sense, and what this thing is, and whether or not the psul is only smiles. Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.